Commentator Mike Pesca has been thinking about the death last weekend of one of Major League Baseball's most promising and charismatic young stars.
The death of Miami Marlins pitcher Jose Fernandez is a tragedy, both human and athletic, but also aesthetic. Fernandez played the game with joy and ease, you might say a comportment belying his stuff, which was a fastball that could touch 100, a curve that paired with that fastball was unfair, and a slider, slightly different from his curve, that was probably the best in baseball's after Clayton Kershaw's. But he didn't need the slider that much, because did I mention the curve and the fastball? Of course, you could also argue that his ability, his dominance, didn't belie his comportment. It enabled it. After all, if you're going to be as gleeful and sometimes goofy between the chalk, you have to back it up with impeccable stuff. But I think of the Fernandez ability versus personality dynamic a little bit differently. I think for too long in sports, but especially baseball, we've been sold this bill of goods on what it means to be a competitor. A professional, someone who plays the game the right way. Players, especially Latin players, are often punished for showing joy. There is the enforced code of the ball in the ear for a bat flip or the purpose pitch in retaliation for a perceived slight. It doesn't have to be this way. In the Japanese leagues, a pitcher will tip his cap after hitting an opposing batter, and no one assumes that pitcher is soft or that he's given up the advantage of intimidation. Randy Johnson was said to be an intimidating player because he glowered from the mound and he had a release point that seemed to extend to within 15 feet of home plate. And oh yeah, that thing he was releasing, the ball was dancing and moving in the upper 90s. But in actuality, it wasn't how Randy Johnson acted that was intimidating. It was his pitches. The stare and the frown and the darkness, they were just trappings. Had Randy Johnson or Bob Gibson or Steve Carlton ever doffed his cap or wished you a good day, sir, after a punch out, they would have been the same dominant pitchers they were. And I could also name hundreds of sourpuss southpaws and huffy hurlers who are bad pitchers, too. They glowered. They just couldn't get anyone out. Spitting nails doesn't make a pitcher good. Throwing darts does. I think the single thing enforcing baseball's unwritten rules of gloom, intimidation, and umbrage taking is that players, mostly American players, have been habituated to that mindset. And too often they've been told they can't behave otherwise. But I hope that some young players, not yet infected with the idea that the only way to play is the angry way to play, take the lesson of Jose Fernandez. So talented, more likely to induce a strikeout than any player in baseball, and more likely to feel good about doing it and show that he feels good. And during those rare times that he didn't, more likely to look forward to the next opportunity.
Mike Pesca hosts the daily podcast The Gist from Slate. He's a panelist on the sports podcast Hang Up and Listen, which posts every Monday.